Well, I'm once again at the 2015 BI Swine Health Seminar in Orlando, Florida, and Dr. Angela Basinger is standing here with me, and she just got done talking about pig welfare. And animal welfare is a hot topic when across the entire United States, but across the world as a whole. Where are we today and where are we going is kind of, and you talked about everything in between. So some of the hot topics that you brought up were crates and pain mitigation. It was interesting because you started off asking a few questions to a broad spectrum of people. Comment on some of the responses you got when you kind of brought up these issues.
Well, when I asked questions, I basically sent out or emailed quite a few people within the swine industry, outside the swine industry, and in the other species groups, and then also some of those people that oppose animal agriculture, because I wanted to get a broad spectrum of answers to look at exactly where the challenges are from their perspective on animal welfare, and then try to consolidate those down into the topics that we discussed here at the meeting. So a lot of those were crates versus pens for gestation. It went further than that about crates in farrowing and crates for those animals that we breed and then would hold them in crates before putting them to pens. It went into what we do now with, like you said, pain mitigation, because we really don't have anything in the United States from a standpoint of a product to use to lower the pain in an animal after you do something such as tail docking, teeth clipping, castration. There's a lot of other topics they brought up, and the big one that I tried to round out my talk on was people and how we're getting the information out to the people in the trenches that are working with the pigs every day. You know, what can we provide for them as solutions to some of the challenges that we see?
What do you think, summarizing all those topics that you brought up, what do you think is the most shocking or the most eye-opening for your audience today?
The most eye-opening would probably be the discussion that I had with Paul Shapiro. I called Paul and had about an hour and 15-minute discussion with him, asking him the same questions I asked everyone that I wanted to contribute to my talk. And I asked him the question, okay, Paul, give me your David Letterman top 10. Tell me what you see as the pig industry's biggest challenges. And he was kind enough to provide me with five. He said crates, anything in a crate. He said pain mitigation. He said enrichment, which basically means giving the pig something to do, a toy, something to keep them, quote unquote, mentally, you know, stimulated. He talked about straw for the sows and being able to manipulate straw. I haven't seen any data on that, or he hasn't provided any, but that was one of the things he stated. And then finally he got around to longer weaning ages or longer length before they're weaned. And we, at that point, I couldn't contain myself, and I had a further discussion with him on that for the sow's welfare, from the sow's welfare perspective, as well as the pig's immune system perspective. But that was probably the biggest, most talked about thing from what I have in my presentation.
That's all tied into the five freedoms that many are aware of. Hunger and thirst, got that covered. Discomfort due to the environment. Expressed animal behavior, the ability to move around, pain, injury, fear, and distress. Where do you think we cover some of those pretty good? What do you think the number one thing today that is a take-home message for those in attendance that needs to be covered, combining those two top five lists?
Well, the one, if you're talking the five freedoms, which is what the EU's welfare standards are based off of, the one that, by definition, we would not necessarily meet with crates, gestation crates or stalls, is the ability of the animal to turn around. And that's the big debate within the U.S. right now, is being able to give that animal the ability to turn around. And that's where the discussion is very heated, and we have multiple perspectives. Because research doesn't show that pens are better than crates from the animal's perspective, measuring them in productivity. So there's a lot of debate left.
Which goes to the people. Because what are the people?
Yeah.
Yeah. People see that and hit on the people and the importance. You talked a lot about the technology, that social media technology, it's at our fingertips. They want to know about their food, and they're visually seeing these things and that the perception that they have.
I've worked a lot in Nebraska talking to mommy bloggers and talking to a lot of organizations through Operation Main Street in getting the pork story across. Well, the big things that they want to know about is the animal fed, watered, and kept in an environment that's suitable for them? But right now, with technology the way it is, anything and everything we do or say or conduct within our farms can be on YouTube tomorrow. So we've got to make sure that what we're doing is, first of all, the right thing for the pig. That's the ultimate goal. And then to be able to tell people and be transparent in telling them what we're doing with the pig. Ultimately, everything has to be out there for people to evaluate. So that's the direction we need to go. And to utilize the newest technologies, the Snapchats, the Facebook, the everything that my 14-year-old is more proficient at than I am, is where we need to get.
Well, you mentioned, I believe, that your 7-year-old at some point looked at a picture of a sow in a farrowing crate and said, why is that pig in jail? And that's the perception that so many of our consumers have. Take home message for those in attendance.
The swine industry has been changing from the time I started raising pigs in the 70s to now. The pendulum has kind of swung from outdoors to pen gestation to crates, and now it's swinging back. It's just a matter of the industry or anything in life changes over time, and we just, as a swine industry, are going to change and adapt to what we need to do. But again, it's what's best for the pig that we need to keep focus on.
Well, thank you. Once again, talking with Dr. Angela Basinger here at the 2015 BI Swine Health Seminar in Orlando, Florida. I'm Jamie Johansson.